Here he comes, Andrew Ladd, joining us up here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. How you doing, Andrew? Good.
Nice to see you.
There you go. You can put those ones on, and we'll get chatting with you. There you go. How you doing?
Oh, I am busy right now,
I assume late night, strategizing, trying to figure out, Mark Stewart's weaknesses, make sure you know which guys to target, who had some off-season surgery, be sure to hack the bone there in that sort of case.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff like that over a couple drinks. So
that's good. That's the best way to strategize, with a couple drinks. Yeah. What's it like, it's sort of attaching your name to an event of this nature? You call up all your colleagues, a lot of guys from your time, in Chicago, especially up here. I believe you went down to Chicago, played in their charity event as well. Is that right?
Yeah. No, it's been great. Just the support we have, like you said, from the players coming in from all over, Canada and the U.S., and the businesses that helped put this together and raise money for what we're doing tonight has been amazing. So it's been fun to be a part of. It's been a lot of work, but I've had some extra time to help out.
We've heard a lot of positive things. A lot of kids are going to be down here. We were talking about that and seeking out autographs and getting to see the guys that haven't got to see this year yet.
Yeah.
I guess we have to ask the obligatory lockout questions. What's similar to, we just had Shea Weber on, similar to, and you obviously know him from BC playing together as kids, but your first time around, first kick of the can, I guess, in terms of lockout, last time you were playing for the Hitmen, you came up through the Carolina system. How's this whole process been for you?
It's different. I mean, obviously you don't know what it's going to be like until you go through it. It's tough to stay patient and when really all you want to do is play hockey. But
right.
I think you look at how this is going to affect us in the future, and we got great leadership, and everyone has done a great job of keeping everybody informed. So that has made it a lot easier on guys. I think talking to guys who went through it last time, that was one of the problems, is not everybody was informed, and there was a select group that was making all the decisions, which didn't help anyone's case. So it's not a lot of fun, really, to be honest, but it's part of the business. I mean, you learn at a young age in hockey that it's a business, it's all part of it.
We were talking not with Mark Stewart, but we know Mark Stewart had first overall pick. He took Chris Mason. Who did you take first overall in the draft for this?
I went with the goalie, too. I took Reimer.
You took with Reimer. Okay,
yeah. So I don't know how much sleep Mace got last night. So I think I might have.
You probably do know him. I wasn't much.
But I assume
the upper hand.
It was getting probably 11 o'clock, 11:30. You looked over at James and said, "James, time to hit the sack. Got to get into game shape for tomorrow."
8:30, I tucked him in. So
perfect. There you go. Professionalism, first and foremost with these charity games. That's important.
Andrew, we mentioned obviously the connection 2010 Chicago Blackhawks team that won the Stanley Cup, and obviously I'm just looking at the roster. Is it a coincidence that on your team is Troy Brouwer, Duncan Keith, Jonathan Toews? Did that just work out? Was that no. The luck of the draw, or was that designed?
No, it might have been planned. Actually, Duncan's flights, he booked three different flights and they were all canceled. So he's actually not.
He's a late scratch.
Oh,
okay,
so
that's
unfortunately. But
so which one of us is suiting up in his place?
Oh God,
I don't know. You would have flip a coin. I don't know.
I'll just put a Patrick Kane jersey on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it'll take too long for people to figure that one out. but yeah, no, I mean that's all part of it. It's fun to play with guys you've played with in the past, and obviously hockey takes you in all sorts of different directions, and to be able to hook up for something like this is a lot of fun.
So where have you been spending the most of your time? You've been in Winnipeg and BC.
I've been here full time. My wife works in town, and so we've been here, and she's pregnant. I think is
congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So we've been here, just going, staying there, and seeing the doctors, and doing all that part of it, and
hasn't been that
working
cool
out and skating.
No,
you know what? I don't mind it. So it's not minus 40 yet, so that's good, right?
Yeah. Well, you're used to it. You spent a year here already.
Although people say it wasn't
the coldest
winter
last. It really wasn't.
So
yeah. Drew's been saying for years, the global warming is only going to help Winnipeg. We talked, playing in Winnipeg, Andrew. You played in Carolina, played in Chicago, and then had the time in Atlanta. The difference in Chicago, obviously, is that history, and Winnipeg is a hockey history, obviously, that period of time when the Jets weren't here. Can you talk about, I guess, the microscope that you play under here, as opposed to even Chicago when you have the Bears and the Cubs and the Bulls and all that stuff? How different is it?
It's totally different. I think it's just the microscope moves to outside the rink a lot more and
right. yeah.
In the community. But I think that's fun too. You know, there's such a great group of people here in Winnipeg that are always willing to help out and you know, nice about when you're meeting and then they don't. You know, they don't give you too hard of a time, so we haven't started losing too much, so
yeah,
we'll
right.
see about that. But no, it's been great to be involved in the community, and you know, I like that pressure, having that pressure of having all eyes on you. I think as an athlete, it pushes you to bigger and better things.
Right. And you look at the roster. I mean, the other team on Team Struer, you have Olli Jokinen, off-season addition to the squad. I guess, you know, we don't know when the season's going to start. Hopefully, it starts soon. But the off-season moves and the team going. As added players, always an established, you know, big center, add yeah. some size to the front. You know, what do you think of the squad when the season eventually starts?
Well, I liked what we did in the summer. I think Olli is going to be a huge addition. He's a big, strong yeah. guy who could skate, and then really just a veteran that will give us so much experience up front and a long season that goes a long way in helping out a fairly young group. So, and then the same thing with Ponikarovsky is another big body that's really going to help us out. And you saw the Los Angeles Kings and what they did
exactly,
and the big bodies they had. So, you know, we need guys to take another step in their development, and the young guys, and need to take that step forward as a team. But those guys are going to help out a lot.
Andrew, we'll let you go on this last question. Obviously, the autograph signing is coming up sometime pretty soon here. You know, looking at Mark Stewart's team, who's the one guy you got to shut down there? Who's going to be the key to victory if you prevent him from scoring?
Shane O'Brien.
Let's go. I'm going to say...
Well, Mike Richards looked pretty dangerous in that rooftop ball hockey game. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go Colin Wilson.
Colin Wilson.
We've been skating with him a couple times. He's got some great hands, and I'm sure he'll want to put on a little show for
the hometown crowd.
Family, yeah.
Alrighty, so. Well, that'll get underway here in about 90 minutes' time. Andrew Ladd, thanks very much for joining us on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We'll let you sign some autographs and get changed, and of course, got a big pregame Newt Rockne type speech ready for the team, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, thanks for having me, and thanks for helping out, guys.
Alrighty, thanks, Andrew. Take care.